Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are starting out once again talking money as it relates to your personal finances and getting it together where you want to go. We're going to talk about the retirement red zone. And the retirement red zone is that period of time that you plan in advance of retirement so you can, you know, kind of wind it down and get yourself in a position to do it. I've got a 7-part process we're going to talk about today. So if you know someone that is 5 to 10 years out from that time that they are expecting to retire, this will be a great way to forward this show. It will be on my website shortly after we do this radio show, and it will be there. You can forward the podcast to them. But it's so important if you have a friend or family member, or if you're that person that's 5 to 10 years out, that you start making the right decisions get yourself in a good spot. So we're going to walk you through the income stage, the taxes, you know, how to manage risk when you get that stage in your life, healthcare, legacy, more than anything, what I call a full GPS, the goal, the plan, the schedule, and getting a strategy in place, and also how to avoid some of the biggest mistakes that people make, especially at this time during the process. So what happens is we get started, and when you're young, you know, the main most important thing you can do is pay yourself first. And if you pay yourself first, you know, the money's going in. I always tell people the reason you got to not spend your retirement money before you retire is because you won't have any money when you retire. And the reason you need to save is so one day you can take your 35, 40 years of work and understand that you need to make it last another 30 years of not working. Potentially. And so what we do is we go in and we start that plan. And so it begins with we max out retirement plans. We've been doing that. We're automatically drafting into the retirement accounts, Roths, whatever it may be. We've prepared against things that could go wrong with health insurance and life insurance and, you know, disability law, you know, different things like that. But now we're at that point where, you know, we've got some money. Hopefully you have moved along like that. And so it's time to start reallocating and redoing things. And so when we start out, the first thing that we want to do is we start preparing our tax buckets. And our tax buckets are made up of really three types of taxation. And then there's a couple of the taxables that also matter. But you've got a taxable bucket. This will be your bank accounts, your brokerage accounts. You've got if you got real estate property, you got that you're renting, you got rental income, and those taxable buckets are primarily designed with the understanding that you can get to them because they have no consequences other than taxes. There's no deferred taxes that have not been used if they are their capital gains. But the main thing with that is that it's more liquid if you have real estate income. It's going in your bank account. And so we have a taxable bucket. This will matter when we retire because early on, what we may want to do is reduce and sell some of those taxable accounts, which will allow us to pull out principal and have an income, but it's not all taxable because a lot of it is return of principal, which allows us to keep our taxable income down, which allows us to do some other things, such as maybe convert some of our IRAs and different things like that to a Roth. And so that's our tax-deferred bucket. That's where we took advantage of the 401k. You're still doing that now. You get your matching funds, and you get a tax deduction. And then once you get your tax deduction, you might take some of that money and you put it into a Roth IRA or maybe a backdoor IRA. So you're doing all these kind of things. And now we've got a chunk of money that's sitting in a tax-deferred bucket. And then we have another one, which is a tax-free bucket. That could be your Roth IRAs, as I mentioned. It could be life insurance. Maybe you have a insurance policy that you use that to pull out tax-free income. And so all of these things added up by setting them up correctly can mean six figures or more in lifetime taxes. And so I look at taxation as very similar to any other expense. And it's interesting, the more money you make, the more tax savings you can get. But if you don't do anything about it, it's just like paying a double electric bill. So your electric bill, you say, nah, I think they're charging me $400. Or if you've ever had something happen with your water and you get a gigantic water bill and you're like, what happened? Something broke. You find out something broke and it's draining, and your water bill comes back at $400 and it's normally $100, and you just go crazy about it. You're like, oh, I got to call them. I got to get them out here. I can't, you know, just big deal. All right. Because that $300 extra, you just can't let it keep doing that. But there's something about taxes that we just keep letting it happen, you know, rather than taking our tax deductions when we need them, or, you know, maybe even like my father, he had a bunch of rental properties, and he would go down to the courthouse and he would fight them over the property taxes, which is a big deal if you're here in Nashville. And so all those kind of things, we start out, we have three tax buckets. We're going to maximize what we keep. And when we start withdrawing money, we're going to have specific ways that we draw money out, which is going to allow us to maybe not pay taxes on our Social Security this year, or maybe for the next year, or for many, many years. And we're going to start maybe converting our Roths to Roth when the timing is right to do things like that. And so part one of the retirement planning mindset is we look at our different buckets of money, and we're going to have a certain amount of money that's going to be in each one of those buckets. And when we meet with people, we kind of plan this out. We say, okay, we're going to start now setting aside money in order to prepare for when we start pulling it out, which will allow us to have a better tax situation when we pull it out, which could keep us from paying taxes on other things so we don't have to pull. But I see different mistakes when it comes to that kind of stuff. So anyway, if you're tuning in right now, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. I have been doing financial advisory and my team for 40 years. And if you need help with your money, go to roymatlockjr.com. And once again, if you know someone that's at or near retirement, this is our Retirement Redline show, talking about what to do to prepare for retirement. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Hey, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. Today is the show is about the retirement red zone. You think about it. When you if you watch NFL, when they get in the red zone, they got to put it over the goal line, and that's what we're doing now. And we've got a lot of resources at roymatlockjr.com that will help you. In addition to this show is, you know, every time we do these shows, we also stick it on a podcast. But I'll give you some ideas that you might want to do if you go to roymatlockjr.com. We have a budget sheet, which would help you get an idea. You got to start planning, you know, your retirement. What are you going to be spending? I had a client just yesterday that we were looking at their pension plan that they were getting through the state, and should they take the single life, should they take the joint life, all that kind of stuff. And we talk about budgets and how do you start managing and how do you set up your accounts in such a way that it's as close to what you were used to living like, meaning if you're getting paid twice a month. We also have a retirement planning workbook. All of this is in our resources at roymatlockjr.com. You click, you download it. This retirement planning workbook is like, I mean, it's really good. It's a good one. And if you want to schedule a 30-minute call with one of our financial advisors, we are fiduciaries. We'll be happy to set that up. You can reach out through the website as well. So let's keep going. So seven parts to getting your retirement plan in place. It's especially when you're 5 to 10 years out. I'll give you another example. I've got a client of mine that's 58 years old and has close to $1 million sitting in a 401k through work. Well, up to this point, you know, the mindset has been accumulation, accumulation, accumulation. And so, you know, the more aggressive that you are during the accumulation stage, the better opportunity you have, because market downturns are actually good. So, you know, you might be into a retirement date, you know, fund or something like that. And I've even told people to push it out even further, you know, or get it, you're in an S&P fund and maybe you've got it allocated, you know, a lot in the market. Well, that's great when you've got, you know, 10, 15 years out and you're just hoping the market will go down. And then you have a long period of time for it to recover. You've been buying at a discount and everything's good. But when you get out there, you know, my client I was talking about that's got close to $1 million, what we're going to do is we're going to break up the 401k into two parts. We're going to have the part that is the sitting amount of money, which is what the majority of the money you're going to have. So let's say you're 60 years old, 58 years old, you got $1 million. And you are putting in your retirement plan 30 grand a year, and you're going to work for five more years. Well, the 30 grand a year that you're putting in is $150,000. And it's going to be valuable for you to put that money in because you're going to do that. But the most valuable thing you have is the money that's already saved. So we are going to back off and reduce the risk when it comes to the big lump sum. And then on our more on our contributions, we may make the contributions more aggressive. And that allows us to buy dollar cost average and things like that. Now, keep in mind, everyone is different, and I'm not giving a blanket advice here. That's why we meet with people, but that's kind of some ideas. So we have three buckets of tax. We had the taxable, the tax deferred, and the tax free. Now we've got three buckets of risk. We've got conservative, moderate, and aggressive. And the primary reasoning behind this is because we don't want to have what we call sequence of return risk. So what happens when someone retires, if we have a declining market in the first several years and you are fully invested or heavily invested in the stock market, then what you're having to do is sell shares at a discount, which means you have to sell more shares at a discount in order to be able to create your income. And so we want to be in a position to where we don't sell down. What we're always doing is tearing off some of the money off the top. So I'll give you another example. I have a mother that defies logic and longevity. My mother will be 102 in August. And so we pull money out of her accounts. And yesterday I made a withdrawal out of her accounts to pay some of her expenses. And I went through each of the different buckets between conservative, moderate, and aggressive, and made a decision which one would be the best place to pull the money out of. And so we did that. And I do that when I work with people. And so we always have some money. So if we have a down market, then we would probably at that point pull from some of the money that didn't get hurt. All right? That might be some cash. It might be some bonds, whatever it may be. We may have some balance funds. That would be something that would be stock and bond oriented. All right? And that might be something, or maybe there's a indexed annuity that's got principal guarantee, whatever it may be. we might pull from that if it's kind of a moderate market. But if we have an up market, I may go in and pull from the stock market ups. And then that allows for us to always be making the right decisions because we have the right buckets. Now, let's take that same scenario and we have it all in the stock market and the market's down. Then where are you going to pull from? You got to pull from the place that's down. So now you're doing the buy high, sell low. That's not good. You want to buy low and sell high. And so we go in, we have risk buckets. So part two of the retirement red zone, number one is your tax bucket. The number two is your risk buckets. All right. Number three, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how can we create some guaranteed income. So what is guaranteed income? Well, let's start thinking about, number one, our Social Security is guaranteed income, right? Guaranteed for life. And then if something happens to either one of you, we'll get more detail into that. If you're married, you lose one of those. But the idea is that you have some guarantees. So when you retire and you're drawing Social Security, you say, well, as long as I'm living, I've got this income. Then how do we add some additional income guarantee? And that's what annuities are. Annuities provide what would be considered almost like a private pension. So if you are in a situation where you have a pension and then you have a Social Security, then what's going to happen is you may decide, well, with the remaining parts of my money, I'm going to have that moderate, I'm going to have that conservative, and I'm going to have that more aggressive part to live on. I'm going to build out part of it into what's called an annuity, and that would be the equivalent of a private pension. So what does that mean? That means that you take a lump sum of money, and we put it into something that gives you a guaranteed lifetime income. So now what you've done is you've packaged up a guaranteed lifetime income with maybe one or two other sources of guaranteed lifetime income, a pension. I have another client that, you know, they have a VA pension, all right? So you've got a pension, you got a 401k, you've got maybe add an annuity to it with a portion of your money. And now you know between now and the time you die, or you can do what's called a joint with rights of survivorship where the annuity would pay for the rest of both of your lives if you're married. You know you have that guaranteed income. And what I try to do is find a way, if possible, for someone to have enough guaranteed income that they don't have to worry about it. Now, later down the line, what is going to happen is inflation's going to kick in, and that's where we have growth investments, maybe some balance funds, whatever it may be. That would be stock and bond funds that have more opportunity for growth. We have a bucket that's very conservative, but it's liquid for emergencies. And then what happens is we're building a plan out that gives us inflation protection, which is one of the big risks. We have another bucket that gives us the longevity protection in the event that we live too long. And the worst thing you can ever have happen is live to 100 and run out of money at 80. All right. I think everybody, if given the choice, if they could be healthy, that they would take the 100 rather than the 80. But they sure don't want to be in a situation where they don't have any money. And so what annuities do is give you that longevity that you can protect yourself with. So that's part three. We're going to continue on that. And when we come back, we'll talk about long-term care. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you would like to schedule a free consultation. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are back, and we are talking Retirement Red Zone, and this is... You know, we're getting close to the goal line, and we want to make the right decisions and avoid the mistakes. And we'll be talking more about this as we go throughout the rest of the show. We started with tax buckets. You know, which places do we pull from? Where do we have our money? We have our risk buckets. Part three is a part of the financial plan is your annuities. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do is go to RoyMatlockJr.com on January 18th. Of this year, 2025, my birthday, by the way, we did the A to Z of Money Mastery, and we recorded that, and it goes into everything you can imagine when it comes to retirement. Two hours and 22 minutes of video. Of course, you can stop and start it and do whatever you want to do. So visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you would like to watch that. That would be a way to learn even more. Okay, so we're talking about annuities. Annuities are designed for primarily longevity, so you don't outlive your money. Annuities are also tax-deferred, so if you have lump sums that are sitting and you want to defer that money for a period of time, they're treated like an IRA, meaning that they're penalized prior to 59 and a half. You've got different types of annuities. You are buying from an insurance company. And as a result, when you buy insurance, think of insurance as insurance was put in place to protect your assets and your income. And that's pretty much all insurance works that way. If you buy home and auto insurance, you're protecting assets and you're protecting your income. How do you protect it? Well, you got liability. So if somebody sues you, they can't garnish your wages and stuff like that. If you buy life insurance, that's to protect income. You buy long-term care to protect your assets. You buy health insurance to protect your assets. All right. You buy disability to protect your income. Everything that has to do with insurance, think of it this way. It's a defensive position. It's a plan to not go backwards, very similar to an emergency fund. That way we don't have to, you know, pull from things that get penalized or maybe market downs because we don't have anything. So when you're looking at annuities, you've got fixed annuities and fixed indexed annuities. Think of those as one of them is fixed that pays an interest rate, very similar to a bank, and is tax deferred. Another one is a fixed indexed. It has upside caps, so it's tied to the market. So you might have one that says, well, you get zero on a down market, so you can never lose money, and you get up to 9% if the stock market's up, all right? So if the market's up 20%, you get 9. If it's up 9, you get 9. If it's up 5, you get 5, something like that. That's called a fixed indexed annuity. They have riders that allow you to use those riders to protect against longevity. If you run out of you have a lifetime income guarantee, and the way it works is, you know, typically the kind of the rule of thumb, and there's been debates on it, is if you are in a stock and bond fund, you know, you don't want to pull more than about 4 to 5% out. But if you have an annuity, you can pull more because they put in place a lifetime income guarantee. Typically, annuities today work like this: you put in a lump sum, you get a lifetime income. If you have a fixed indexed annuity that has, you know, caps, in some years when you pull your income out, the market's up and your account value stays the same. But if the market's down for a number of years and the account declines, if there's money left, it goes to your beneficiary. If there's no money left, it will keep paying you a monthly income or an annual income, however you do it. So those are lifetime income guarantees. We have things called RILAs and variable annuities. Those have some downside protection. Also have lifetime income guarantees should you choose those riders, but they also have the upside, more upside, but you do have some downside. So to give you an example, a RILA, registered index linked annuity, would be something that says it's a 6-year product. Let's say between now and the next 6 years, if the market's down 20%, we will replace up to 20% of your losses. And if the market's up, you have a maximum increase of 125%. and it's tied to the S&P 500 or whatever index you want to do. That would be a RILA, a variable annuity. You get all the up and all the down, but you get tax deferral and lifetime income guarantees. And so there's all these different things. I had one of my clients that we put a couple hundred grand into one of the variable annuities because she knew she would never use it. She was beyond financially independent. We threw a couple hundred grand in. It grew to 900 over a period of years. And that was then tax deferred the whole way. And then we were able to move that money to the two children, and they were able to pull that out over their life expectancy. So we had a tax growth over a long period of time. And that's just an example of what annuities do. It's kind of like your private pension. You can go to part four. That is what we consider to be another protection area, which is long-term care planning. If you leave it to luck, then you need to understand that the possibility, it's about 70% of all retirees will need some type of long-term care planning. It's not just nursing home. It could be home health. It could be all types of things. And it could be really a long period of time, which would be devastating if you had dementia and things like that. And so how do you do this? Well, there's a couple ways. If you're in your 50s, a lot of times people will buy a insurance policy that has a long-term care rider to it, and it works like this. It would be maybe a 10-year payment, and it would put a lump sum in. It would have a death benefit along the way. And then should you or your spouse, in the case that if you're married, go into a nursing home, it'll give it a monthly amount for as long as you're in there, all right? And that's how that works. And so you have that. You also have asset-type-based long-term care. I'll give you an example, an annuity that would triple in the event you use it for long-term care. So let's say that you put in $100,000, and it would pay $300 should you go through and have an extended stay into a facility or whatever it may be. And it doesn't just call, isn't just for nursing home. It's for any type of things. You can't take care of yourself. It includes home health care, all that kind of stuff. And so we put people into those things. How does it work? It's like a big deductible. You put $100 in, and the first $100 you pay, and the next $200 in this example, the insurance company would pay. And so what we do, we try to go in and look at someone, you're nearing retirement or you're at retirement, and we look at the risk that could happen. You could run out of money because you don't have any lifetime income other than Social Security. You could have a nursing home stay or at even like a home health, stuff like that, where costs come in, and it could devastate your retirement. All right. Or another way you look at it is that if you are married and one of you go in a nursing home, then you've got two living expenses and one income. And so we really plan on that. And, you know, we have every kind of different scenario to be able to protect against that, all the way from life insurance that has living benefits to long-term care riders and things like that. And so that's part four in looking at this. So what we've done now, we are looking at our taxation, we're looking at our risk buckets, we're looking at lifetime income guarantees, we're looking at long-term care, we're starting to move down the path of getting a plan in place. And what we do is when I meet with people, the first thing I do, if you were to schedule a time to meet with one of our advisors, would be, what's the goal? Where are you at? Let's look at the sum total of your finances up to this point in your life. What have you done right? What have you done wrong? And let's put a plan in place. And how does the plan work? It starts with a defense to keep you from losing, keep you from making mistakes. We go through typical financial mistakes. They cost $50,000 to $500,000 over your lifetime. So we do that. We then go to an offense, and the offense is growth. How are we going to prepare retirement? All that kind of stuff. From there, we take and go to a product marketplace. We're not tied to any one company or any one product. We put that together. We then review, make a new strategy on a regular basis, and you're off to the races. And that's the same thing that holds true when it comes to retirement planning. So visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you'd like to have more. We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're finishing up today the Retirement Red Zone show, and I would encourage you to go to RoyMatlockJr.com and after this show has been aired, or when we get finished, you will have an opportunity to re-listen on the podcast. We got a bunch of them like this, but this is kind of your 5 to 10 years to retirement. And if you know someone like that, you have a friend or family member, it'd be a chance for you to push that on to them, and they can learn about putting the plan in place. Everything is about planning. Now, I've always told people that I don't care what you're doing. If you manage it and have accountability, you get better. If you want to work out, just write down how many things you did every day. You wake up every day and you look and say, finally, you're like, oh, hey, I got to go do something. I don't have anything on my sheet of paper. And so it's always about managing. You manage your money, you do better. And so what we're going to do now is we've gone through four parts. We've talked about, and these are in the previous segment, which will be on the podcast, tax buckets, risk buckets. We talked about annuities, how they come into play. Long-term care, how to plan for it. Now we got three more. We got final expense, Social Security, when do I draw it, and how does it work? And then lastly, estate planning and the way you should look at that. So let's go with final expense. So what is final expense? Well, typically what happens is when someone passes, we go to the funeral if they're friends of yours, and you see the spouse, and you give them your condolences. And then at that point, you know, we think about them. But we don't really think about what really just happened. And so let me tell you what happened. So in many cases, on average, it's about $50,000 of medical expenses that have happened, depending on what it is, between out-of-pocket and different things that were cost that went in over that prior period of time before the person passed away. The Social Security that used to be $4,000 a month, and it was broke up $2,500 and $1,500. Now it's going to go from $4,000 to $2,500. All right, so you lose one of them, get to keep the larger one. And then depending on what's up, you've got, you know, burial costs, you got different things like that. But all told, there's expenses in there, and that's assuming that, you know, it was not a major health issue going along. So what is a final expense insurance? In many cases, we tell people that you want to have a portion of your money. When you're buying life insurance, you buy life insurance to protect income and protect assets on the back end. And so let's take a look. You buy term life insurance. So if you're working and you have income, then you buy life insurance. Your rule of thumb is term life insurance. You buy it until you're something at least long enough to keep you while you're working. So if you were 50, you might buy a 15-year term. And you say, well, over the next 15 years, I'm making, for math, $100,000 a year. I'm going to make $1.5 million. What would be the present value of a lump sum right now if I got a percentage on it and invested it to pay the $100,000 out for 15 years in the event something happens to me? So you've got a spouse or family that's dependent on you, and we run a little scenario. We say, well, $100,000 for 15 years, you need $800,000, and that $800,000 at 8%, you could pull $100,000 a year out for 15 years, and it would be as if you're here, but you're not. And so that would be an idea there. And then you keep permanent insurance in place because you're going to have losses later. And that is typically an index-type product, a whole life product, index, universal life, some variable life, stuff like that. And that allows you to keep it for as long as you live. And it can be used for estate taxes if you have a higher net worth, or it can be used to cover final expense and any other expenses and leave something behind. And so that's what that is. And so typically you buy something like that. Final expense type products, you can get guaranteed issue products, you can get if you're healthy, you can get underwritten. Generally, you want to do that. the sooner rather than later, because as you get older, you have more risk of health and you have more risk of you know, just aging out when it comes to that kind of stuff. If you would like to find out about that, you can go to roymatlockjr.com. We even have some that are instantly issued in like 15 minutes and underwritten through AI, and it includes a basic will and trust if you don't have that, which we're going to talk about next. And so part five is final expense. Let's go to part six. This is Social Security timing. So have people ask me all the time, when should I draw Social Security? And generally speaking, I can give a blanket answer. You can get it prior to the what's called your full Social Security age, full retirement age, typically about 67 for most people. The way you know about that is you can go to SSI and .gov. You can put in your income, and it'll ask you a few questions, and it will tell you that, what you're gonna you can expect. You can also apply, go in to the site, fill out forms. We can help you do all that, and that will give you a legit understanding. You can log in and see what's going on, and based on your actual, you know, Social Security filing. So here's some examples. If you take it early while you're working, it's generally speaking a bad idea. All right, and the reason is you get penalized, and you're pulling it at a lower rate. And so typically I tell people if you're still working, you probably want to wait until you're 67. But this is when the real fun comes in. So let's say that you're 67 and you're still working. And you say to yourself, well, I can wait until I'm 70 and I get about 8% more per year, okay, the longer I wait, or I can take it now. My math says take it now. And then what we do is we take that Social Security and say that you're getting $2,000 a month and you're going to have to pay taxes on it. And what's going to happen is whatever is after-tax money is there, we then automatically draft that into an account. Typically, it's not unusual for people at 67 that go ahead and work to 70 to have $100,000 in their separate account. And then when you start trying to figure out what's the math, well, typically about 120 months, not including interest, just to catch up. And I tell people, golly, I mean, we don't even know if we're going to be here, all right? And that would be the worst. So I generally tell people to do that, continue to work. And let's talk about working. You know, if you're retiring and you want to double your net worth, I'll give you one idea of how to do that. If you're retiring and you like your job, and you're healthy, and you can continue to work. Generally speaking, if you'll work about another 4 years and take your Social Security and invest it, it's not unusual for you to double your net worth, okay, as it relates to your savings. And you say, how do you do that? Well, we're still contributing to our 401ks. We have now an additional income through Social Security, so now we're double contributing, being able to do that. And we've got our money that we were pulling on that's still accumulating. And so it's not unusual for me to see someone double their net worth by going in and doing that strategy. And so it's very important, though, that you meet with someone, because there's different things that come into play. You know, if there's higher benefits and, you know, a lot of different things. And so we can go in and we have actually on staff someone that is an expert when it comes to this kind of stuff. So we can talk to you about that. Estate planning, I'm going to hit that. Revocable living trust, power of attorney, financial and healthcare power of attorneys, healthcare directive, that's an end of life directive that says, hey, if I'm on, you know, life support, you know, this is what I want you to do. I don't want to leave it to my kids to have to make that decision. You want to make sure that your beneficiaries are correct. I can tell you story after story after story after story of mistakes on beneficiaries. You know, I'll give you some examples. All children equally own the life insurance or 401ks or whatever it may be. And then something happens to one of your kids. All right, and then the grandkids are cut out. That's just one example. There's a lot of different things like that. The reason you need a power of attorney is because you don't want to put your kids on your bank account. I hear people say, well, I just put my daughter on there, you know, so she can get to it. Well, also, a divorce, that daughter basically owns 50% of the account. So I see that all the time. You have special needs kids that you want to take care of. That's included in there. You don't want to leave it to chance. About 62% of the population either has a nothing, or they have, in many cases, I ask people, do you have a will and a trust? They say, yeah, when's the last time you updated? Oh, it's 10 years, things have changed, all that stuff. You know, you've got all kinds of things going on. You want to make sure that you're, the way you set things up per stirpes versus per capita is the difference in whether it goes straight down the line or who's left, okay, behind when it comes to your beneficiaries. And so we go through all this, and if you have young children, you know, if you're in your 50s and you have college kids and stuff like that, once they're 18, one of the things you need is a healthcare power of attorney because they're off at college and acting crazy like all of us did, and something happens, you want to be in a position to be able to make those decisions. And so what we do is we put a plan in place. This has been the Retirement Red Zone. What's it made up of? So I'm going to kind of review it, and if you would like help and schedule a review, here's how we operate. I always tell people, call us. Step number one, make a phone call, and you can go to roymatlockjr.com, and you can set it up or you can call. Our phone number is 615. It's real easy, 843-2999, 615-843-2999. Schedule a phone call. Benefit of the phone call, it's low risk. Low pressure for if you're worried about that. We are very, you know, consultative in the approach. Worst case, you're going to get some great outcome. And from information, it's free. And then from there, if you think we're a fit and we think you're a fit and we can help you, we would then take it to a Zoom or take it to the office. And then we go in and we put together a plan. We put together a plan that involves all these things from, you know, the tax buckets, the risk buckets, the, you know, annuities and lifetime income, your pensions, Social Security, you know, insurance, all those different things. We put together a defense and offense. And then the way we work with our clients is we stay with you with an annual strategy session. That's what we do. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I have very trained advisors that can help you get your money straight, get it right, take the money off the table of worry. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Thanks for listening. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and we will be talking to you again next week.